And so as we begin, let me first of all by saying Happy Mother's Day, everyone. I'm sure moms everywhere do their best with varying degrees of success. Those of you who are moms know how that already know how hard it is to be a mom. When I was just a kid growing up, I thought, how hard can it be to be a mom? And then I had my own family, and I watched Amy, and I thought, oh, that's tough stuff. And then I had a greater appreciation for my mom, right? And so there's varying degrees of success. You know, I think if our moms were kind of reflective and we were to get input from our kids and they were to ask us how we're doing it as moms, it might go something like this. Am I a good mother, Susan? My name is Amy. How many of you understand that? I remember my mom used to call me a bunch of names before she got to my name. And I thought, Mom, come on. How can you confuse me with my sister or with my dad? Until I became a father, and then I ran through 4 or 5 names before I got to the right child. And so I understood, and I had a greater appreciation for my mom once I myself understood what it was like to be a dad, to have kids. So when we pause to consider the role of moms, we will quickly see how complicated it is. And the role of moms really is, as God says, worthy of honor. You would think that the world would clearly see how moms should be honored. But unfortunately, that isn't the case. Mothers are oftentimes treated with not much honor, especially in the entertainment industry. You see a mom, you see a family, and then in sitcoms, the goal is to get a laugh, right? And so they depict the mom as old-fashioned or maybe out of touch, and they compare the mom with the new generation, or maybe the mom is just a blooming idiot or uncaring dictator, and there are lots of good laughs at the expense of moms. But you know, on my heart, moms are on my heart because the truth is they have an incredibly high call, a calling that comes from God. And the recognition of their work is nowhere ever near what they put in to being moms. God, however, does hold parents in high regard, high esteem. So it's fitting that we take a few moments to renew our thinking on the honor of moms. So the message today is called, Mom, I Honor You. Father in heaven, I wonder how many of us would automatically honor our moms if it weren't for a command to honor our father and mother. Lord, you did not want to take that to chance. So you told us, made it a part of the commandments. 10 primary commandments. Honor your father and mother. So Lord, we want to do that today. Lord, help us to understand the importance of honoring our moms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Don Wilton writes for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and he writes, we are living in a time when God is being humanized, genders are being neutralized, marriage is being ostracized, and children are being victimized. The family is being trivialized, fathers are being demonized, mothers are being marginalized, roles are being disenfranchised, and God's order is being vandalized. We see that happening, don't we, in our society today? It's like a steep slide in the moral fabric of our society. And in our world today, at least in the United States, as we speak in the United States and Western cultures, there's a wishy-washiness of values. And so it's important that we go back to Scripture. We go back to the author of fatherhood and motherhood, the one who designed this whole thing to get a solid anchoring in unchanging spiritual truths. One of the commandments God put into the 10 commandments is to honor your father and mother. honoring mothers is on my heart because affirmation, recognition of moms does two things. It lifts up the one we are affirming, the one we are blessing, and it also enriches the life of the one who's giving the blessing. And it's a benefit of both parties. And so that affirmation blessing goes both ways. So as I reflected on the deep reasons to honor our mothers, I saw two main things. The first one is honor mothers for their work that mostly goes unrecognized. Honor mothers for their work that mostly goes unrecognized. And secondly, honor mothers because of their inherent worth. Inherent worth. So the first thing we do today is to honor moms for their work that goes unrecognized. Proverbs 31 speaks about a particular mom. And we look at Proverbs 31, and we're grateful for that because we see a lot of the work that a mom does that many other scriptures don't talk about. And what we get to see in Proverbs 31 is all the background stuff that moms do. It says here, she gets up while it is still night. She provides for her family. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for the task. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise and call her blessed. You know, when we think about that, we see all this work that's going into motherhood. And when we think about our own upbringing, we can itemize the kinds of things that moms do. And it's quite an astounding list. First of all, she's a household manager. Normally, she does a better job than the dads do. You know, she knows everything's going on. She's like she has these antennas, these radars, just kind of sensors, you know. Child awake. She's a cook. She's a butler. She's a cheerleader and encourager when the children get down. She's a housekeeper and janitor. She's a taxi driver to school, to sports, to music, karate, and dance. She's a police. She's a private investigator, the judge, jury, and jail warden. She's a defender and protector. There's nothing more fierce than a mom protecting her children. Amen? She's a doctor. We all find that out when we're kids. And she's a nurse. She's the finance manager. She's the hostess, entertainer, and playmate for our kids. She's a trip planner. She's a fashion consultant and hairstylist. She's a seamstress and tailor. She's a psychologist, confidant, therapist, spiritual advisor, and life coach. She is the chief worrier. Not warrior now, worrier. When things are off my radar, I know Amy is thinking, what's happening with the kids? I think, relax. What's happening with the kids? She is the anchor. She is the security. She is the home that's a human being. And of course, she does the shopping. And she does it all with a sense of joy and calling, right? Maybe exhaustion and why am I doing this? Maybe that's better. And to top it all off, mom needs to put up with all of this all day long, 7 days a week. And as kids get older, every life stage has a new set of worries to care about. And on top of all that, she does it without getting paid to do it. Many moms do it while working an outside job. She gets no sick leave or vacation from being mom. And she does it all with a sense of joy and calling. Maybe exhaustion and why am I doing this is more appropriate. So every year I reflect on some trivial things I learned from my mom and dad. And so here are two that I thought about. Okay, mom, now is the time to hold your armrest like this. So my mom would tell me to wipe the stove immediately after you cook with the splatters, wipe up the splatters because it's still fresh. And when it's still fresh, it's easy to clean. And sure enough, that's true, right? It comes off easily. In junior high, I told my mom that my feet were itchy, especially after I took a shower. And she said that it's because I don't wash my feet well. I thought, wait a minute. I wash my hair, I wash my body with the soap and everything. It goes down my legs to my feet. I go like this with my feet. My feet are clean. Anyway, I thought, okay, I will actually use the washcloth to wash my feet. And sure enough, my feet stopped being itchy. So I wanted to blame the shower stall. You know, you look at these commercials, all this fungus and everything on it. It wasn't the shower stall. So all these little trivial things. Don't worry, Mom. I won't tell her how you taught me how to be a business manager by giving me 5 cents for pulling out the white hairs from your head. Won't say anything about that. Okay, there are literally countless things that our moms teach us that make us what we are today, but we don't recognize that from day to day. But on Mother's Day, because of all the work Mom does that doesn't get recognized, we pause to say, Mom, I honor you. And the other thing that's on my heart is rooted even deeper than what moms do. We honor Mom because of her intrinsic worth or value. This is on my heart because not everyone's experience of their mom is the same. There are those who never knew their moms. There are moms who are busy doing other things. There are moms who are abusive or excessively controlling. There are moms who broke under the pressure and mentally or physically checked out of the family. All these kinds and more of circumstances are on my heart because all of these circumstances have been in this congregation. For you, Mother's Day has a double feeling because you're conflicted between what God is saying to honor your mother and your actual experience of your mother. And it's hard to do. And that's why today, whether your mom is good or not, we need to understand a solid teaching of God's word. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, Paul gives instruction to parents. Let's go ahead and read that together. Ready? Go. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. So honor in God's word means a person is heavy or weighty. That doesn't mean they're overweight, okay? It means that they carry a lot of weight. They carry a lot of respect. And that's the way we need to address such a person. Our relationship with our moms is not equal. They are here, we are under. So we could summarize this verse in today's language, just greatly respect your father and mother. So let's look carefully at this verse. It does not say to honor your parents who are perfect, or honor your parents who are good Christians, who are spiritually mature, who don't make major mistakes, who don't disappoint you. God commands us to honor our moms regardless of how well they did or how well they didn't do. In other words, God says, honor mom because she has inherent worth and value. Now, this takes faith. This demands faith. Now, as followers of Christ, this takes faith because it takes faith to believe that God will use imperfect people to influence and shape you. God will use imperfect people to influence you and shape you. It takes faith to be grateful to God when your mother teaches you morals and virtues and sets a godly example and teaches you about life and models repentance and forgiveness and shows generosity and outreach. It takes faith to be grateful for that, but it also takes faith to be grateful to God when your mother does not teach you morals and virtues, when she sets you a bad example, is hostile and selfish, bad mouths people when you're at home. It takes faith to be grateful for how God's going to use your mom in shaping you. The truth is, your mother, good or bad, needs Jesus. And like everyone else, All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The Bible says that even when we were still sinners, God honored us by becoming human, by suffering and dying on the cross to take our sins upon his body. God loved those who were his enemies. He did all that in order to forgive us as a statement to say, I love you. Honoring mom, especially a very imperfect mom, calls for dependence on God even more, because we feel the pain of disappointment or maybe the rage of being let down. You know, it's easy to think, why should I honor her? She abused me. She hasn't been there for me. She has forfeited the right to be honored. But if we honor mothers through the pain and disappointment, we will know in a profound way what it means to trust God, to love unconditionally, and press toward the pattern that Jesus Christ gives us in his own ministry in the world. God knows that this can sometimes be difficult for us to do, to honor your mom. If we only honor her for the work she does. And that's why God says in that verse, honor your parents because this is right. Honor your parents because this is, say it with me, right. The honor that's given to mom is not just a quid pro quo. Quid pro quo is you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. You're a good mom to me, I'll be a good child to you. It doesn't work like that. It's not an even exchange. God says that honoring mom is right, and it's an ethic, it's a moral responsibility, and that it's deeper than even an even exchange. So we honor our moms because God says she has innate worth, and we want to honor. He tells us to honor her. Perhaps this is why God provides a promise of long life and prosperity. God is saying that regardless of what kind of mom you have, he is going to make it up to you. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God is going to make it up to you if you honor your mom? I know many of your stories, and I urge you to reach deep into the Lord Jesus Christ to God, find God's pattern of honor for mom. God promises his blessing if you honor him by honoring your mother. So what are some of the practical things we can do in order to say, Mom, I honor you? So in their book, The Gift of Honor, Gary Smalley and Dr. John Trent received responses from parents of various ages who were asked, what could my children do to honor me? What can my children do to honor me? And here's some of what they heard. When my child asks for my advice on issues, when they struggle, when they have a need, when a child asks for their mother's advice, you're giving them honor. When I see my child seeking after God, a godly parent has no higher goal than to see their child seeking after God, because they know that when they leave this world, their child will be able to seek the Lord on their own. How about this? A card or a letter from children letting us know that they're thinking of us. It doesn't have to be this real profound statement. Just, I'm thinking of you. Or they're praying for us. I'm praying for you, Mom. I'm praying for you, Dad. How about this? A recording that looked back on specific things that the child had done for the parent. Specific things. There's so many things I wish I could tell my dad. He's passed away in 1980. But there are things that I wish I could tell my dad. But specific things. Like, Mom, thanks for asking me to wipe, teaching me how to wipe the stovetop and to wash my feet. A single mom said, listen to this now, a single mom said, when my children do chores without being asked, or when they do additional chores in addition to the regular chores, I feel honored. You want to honor your parents, especially younger people? Do the chores without being asked. How about this one? To see my children reaching out to help others who have been less fortunate than they are. Helping out the less fortunate. How about this? This one person said, watching the way my son treats his wife and children and hearing him say he learned it from us is something that is more valuable than any present he could give me. You know what I like about this list? Is that these responses show that we go on to live our lives, how we go on to live our lives, how we continue our lives, whether our moms have passed away or whether we're disconnected with our moms. How we live our life is a tremendous way to honor our moms. It's not just a one-time thing on Mother's Day, but how we live our lives each day can say, Mom, I honor you. We can say that all year long. As we conclude our time, I'd like to ask the band to come up. I'd like to conclude by saying, although today is about what we can do to honor mothers, if you're a mother here, we would like to say thank you for all the unrecognized things that you have done for us. There's really no way we can ever go back and thank you. These things we might come up from time to time, but most of them are just lost to time. But it's not lost to God. God remembers. If you're a mother here and would like to say thank you, we'd like to say thank you, and we want to honor you for the incredible worth that God has given to you. And with that, we pray that we would embrace God's powerful instruction to remember moms for the work that they do that's often unrecognized, and to honor mom for their intrinsic value and worth. Happy Mother's Day. Let's say thank you to our Lord now. Father, we return thanks. We bless you because all of this is designed by you. And we just want to pause in this moment here to specially say thanks for our moms. You're the God who designed all this, and we know that even though we mess things up, you are there, Jesus, to make correction, make amends, and bring redemption to everything that goes wrong. So now we bless you. With the depths of our heart, we say, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.